and Jenny on with our third session of Japa workshop or retreat. Session. We had a very good attendance in Mangalarti today, and we had a almost house full, temple full of devotees doing their japa. They seemed more seriously taking this chanting. Science of chanting. Many. The holy name is in the center. And all that we do has a connection, direct connection with some indirect connection with the holy name. Yesterday we took into consideration the factors which influence our chanting and a positive effect of the circumstance or negative, favorable, unfavorable. We had a big long list, and that someone has already wiped it off. I could have used it, but it's not there now. But again, as we said, that was but a list and not necessarily complete list. The point being that as we have gathered here to see how we could do a better job go get a job. In the West, when devotees go out on kirtan, on public chanting, somebody, some lady or somebody says, go get a job! They say, go get a job. But devotees say in response, we are doing our job. This is our job. This is it. We are on duty. They think, what is this? It's useless. What is this all about, and what for? Why chant? Go get a job. Do something fruitful. So anyway, we do not always chant, but connection with chanting, and whatever we do has effect on our chanting, positive effect, negative effect. So yesterday we were taking many factors into consideration, and see how to situate ourselves in a favorable circumstance, a situation or a place, favorable time, favorable surrounding, favorable association, favorable what else? Favorable maybe eating, how much eating is favorable, and beyond that, then you are sleepy mode, you're different. Or the health factors, and the whole lifestyle, in fact. What we do from dawn to dusk, and then dusk is dawn, well, dusk is twilight, I mean the evening, sandhya is at dusk, then again to the next morning, 24 hours what we do is bearing on chanting, direct. So we have to be careful, cautious, and we're pointing out I'll be Parivrajika Acharya. The Bhakti Charya Maharaj. Tomorrow I have to chant, so today what you do before, activities before chanting also we were considering. So today's activities are before tomorrow chanting, so. What about driving? Whether to. What about chanting? Could we mix? Even if we chant, could we count that as part of a prescribed number of rounds? So, this way we were kind of setting the scene before we sit down for chanting. This is the preparation, preparing for our chanting. How much lighting, and are we getting enough air? That's a consideration also. Room should be airy. Right now I think it's a little stuffy. We're all locked, all the windows are shut. As a result, I'm seeing eyes are getting. Your lotus eyes are not blooming. More, maybe. I think it's not a cold or. Also, some cross ventilation always helps. This could be open, maybe. Chanting time also, so air is a factor, the breathing and air, so fresh air, good air. So when, we take all those things into consideration and whatever is variable, we accept. Whatever is unfavorable, we reject. And then finally, we are set. So this is setting the scene. And now we are. So chanting, how do we stand and chant? Sit and chant. Or lie down and chant? No. Now there may be some exceptions or sickness, this, that, but we are talking of a normal situation, normal person. So so we sit down, and what time is it now that we are sitting down and chanting? Huh? 4:30. It's 4:30 now. We're sitting and... Yeah, you're not supposed to be chanting at 11 o'clock. You could also do some additional chanting at 11, but you should be early to bed, early to rise, and that's going to make you wise. So sit down and chant. In fact, this is, of all the different items, this is a very important item, factor, is Brahma Muhurta, or early morning hours. Especially if you are a householder and a working person, businessman or working man or lady or gentleman. And if you're going to go to office by 8 or 9, if you get up late, well, forget chanting. You just to get ready and get some household affairs, morning chores, and take breakfast, and then, well, finish. It's time to go to the office. You're keeping an eye on your watch, you know, 2 hours to go before I go to the office, 1 hour to go, half an hour to go. This is not the mode or mood favorable for your chanting. So if you are getting up late in the morning, well, you're not going to do a good job with your chanting. You may not chant, you may not finish your rounds, and the tension is going to be minimal on chanting. So this is those who wish to chant and improve their chanting and do attentive chanting, which is how it should be done attentively, then early morning hours cannot be sacrificed for sleeping or any other business. That time should be reserved for chanting. And your chanting is better, then everything gets better. All your spiritual life depends. Spiritual activities depend, devotional service depends on chanting. You let me know your quality of chanting, and once I know quality of your life, quality of your devotional life or devotional service. If you want to improve everything, improve chanting. Starts there. Revolution in consciousness, revolution. I change one thing, that changes everything else, and that is chanting. That is the holy name. And chanting is Krishna. Holy name is Krishna. So with that Krishna on our side, we acquire Krishna. We do the deposits of the in the bank, the holy name is deposited, acquired. And that's how our Atma becomes Mahatma. Better health of the soul depends on the chanting. Okay, so so scene has been set, and now we sit for chanting. Come up, you are not sitting properly. Anyway, we're not chanting, but, which is also a factor, so I'm just thinking. The next thing we had said yesterday, that we will start with the body or physical elements or factors, surroundings, circumstances around us. And next thing we deal is with the mind. So, does mind have a role to play during chanting? Big role. When I said setting the scene, the battlefield scene, and next thing is battling with the mind. Equipped with all this, everything, all these factors. And as we take our japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yeah, this topic about the mind factor during the chanting is opens up many related topics or subjects, concerns. And the goal to be achieved is the attentive chanting. Concentrated chanting, or being focused on chanting on the holy name. So maybe you like to, like yesterday we made a list with the help of all of you of the items related to the first factor, the body and circumstances, situation. So with the mind, mind's role, what does mind do? Good things, bad things during chanting, how does it help or distract you from chanting? As a result, is inattention in chanting, not able to concentrate on chanting. This is a quite common complaint of the Hare Krishna devotees worldwide. It's not a just Mauritian phenomenon. This is everywhere. I cannot concentrate. Mind is always troubling me during chanting. Yes, is that the case or? Yes. Yeah? You're not exception. That mind stuff is also here, is everywhere. A mindset. So what would you say as some concerns under this heading? goal is attentive chanting, and then the mind, what does mind do, or thoughts, thinking, mind here, there. Now you'd like to spell out some of your concerns, and then we could discuss that, analyze, and see how to tackle. So this obstacle, in fact, the troubled mind, turbulent mind. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna pramati balavadridam. Because Lord was giving a speech. The topic was yoga, Rashtanga yoga. Krishna also said, sit down properly with the backbone, the neck. Okay, eyes this and that, close half or half open. Now this Lord had said, and then Lord also is now coming to the mind. Okay, but now focus on the tip of the nose. Huh? And Lord in the heart. And, then Arjuna says, no, what? Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. As Arjuna is trying to get his mind function properly, so that there's a yoga, there's a link. So even Arjun had a big complaint. No, yeah. Chanchalam is so obstinate. Maybe I could, I'm a mighty armed Arjun, I could stop the wind. But to stop the mind, it is so obstinate. No, I can't. Okay, so you want to give us some points?
Activities.
Well, we are sitting now and chanting, and then the body, mind, soul is there. We are one unit here, and then. So at that level we want to talk now. What difficulties you face?
Thoughts.
We want
thinking.
Thoughts are there.
Fix
the mind, but mind is not fixed. Same thing. What else happens? Meditate. Well, how does that? Meditation is our goal. We want to meditate, but then how is the mind? Negative thoughts. Okay. Let's throw in. This is loud thinking, so just say it. You don't have to do all well worded. Just give us some. Just say one word. Okay, planning day's work. Mood of mind. We'll go back and we'll take that up. Yeah, and mind is what? In hurry to finish their rounds as quickly, run through, express, tufan. Mind rejects. What does it reject? Chanting. It doesn't want it. Sure, it does. Nathanga? Mind is, yeah, is proposing go to sleep, you know, it's too early, you know. Alarm clock, you shut up. There's to be cocks in the past. The cocks used to wake up people. But these days they just kill them, okay? You're cocks, you know, it's too much. You're just they've been troubling us for ages. Association. Mataji's Bolo?
Mind cheats us.
Huh?
Cheats us.
Mind is cheating us. In what way? Can you?
We start thinking of Krishna when it comes to devotees, when it goes to mundane things.
Goes to?
Mundane things.
Yeah, well, yeah, instead of thinking of Krishna, mind drags you to Maya. Yeah, mind dragging to, okay, cheating. So you call this cheating, mind is cheating, deceiving, defeating you. Ah.
Mind says, I'm,
you shut up. I'm the boss here. Chanchalam, flickering mind. Any other additions? Yeah.
We have to struggle enough to accept. Struggle enough.
Struggle?
To
hear the holy name. We need to struggle a lot. Okay. How do you? Struggling in hearing because someone doesn't want us to hear. Stopping us from hearing. Ah, how are you going? Say.
So, I think it is the more we are attached to the material aspect of life, this is the main criteria which distracts our mind from the right path.
So, attachments.
That's it.
Stress and strain and daily activities or strenuous job, late hours or into the office or starting early morning, late in the evening. And yeah, stressful. Okay, so yeah.
mechanical chanting. Yeah?
The urge of speaking.
Urge of speaking. Of urge of chanting, urge of vacho vegam, other urges also, krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udara upastha vegam, there are six of them, but this could be a most troubling also. We had 18 yesterday?
Yesterday
we had 18. So we are short of Mind is stubborn. Stubborn, obstinate or stubborn. Krishna did say that in Bhagavad Gita. At least one more. What is that? Fear. Fearful mind or uncertainties. Bright ideas. Yeah, well, that I think would come under planning day's work or planning, some karmic plans. Yeah, so maybe we should stop here. Not stop. Seminar. But I think we have a big task ahead of us. Our goal or vision is attentive chanting. Then you could put most of these items on the board as the obstacles on the path, on the way to the attentive chanting. Yeah, a lot of times they said there the vision or goal, and then there's a list of obstacles. They make a list. This could be the difficulties, stumbling blocks, obstacles in achieving this goal, realizing this vision. Okay, so these are the two items. But there's a 5-point program. This is maybe a little sidetracking, but could also be useful. Then they they work out the strategy. There's a third thing. What is my strategy to get rid of these obstacles so that I achieve my goal of attentive chanting in this case? And there are two more items. What are my resources? Manpower, time is also a resource, the funding, or what are the resources at my disposal so that I could implement my strategy, so that I could get rid of obstacles with the aim of achieving the goal. And in fact, the resources, human resources, other resources. And the fifth item becomes the time. What is my timeline? In a phased manner, I will achieve this much within next 6 months, this much to be achieved in next 2 years, this much in 5 years. And so what is our timeline? Anyway, I'm jumping to... How much time do we have? Not very much, not a lot. But what did Prabhupada say in this regard? Of this lifetime, someone is prompting. Yes. How much time? this lifetime. We don't know how short or long it is, but we assume that we have a normal life's span at our disposal. So within this lifetime, we will come to the stage of attentive chanting. One day, one of these days, one of these years, for sure, Ante Narayana Smriti, that's what we have to do. We want to be attentive in our chanting, fully focused in our chanting, absorbed in chanting. So, one lifetime, or maybe earlier the better, because we don't know. We should be kind of ever ready, you know, ever ready. Ready to go. We don't know. So our acharyas, meaning taking chanting seriously, not postponing the job of, I will do it. One of these days I will chant, or one of these days I will do the attentive chanting. Our acharya, the Kulshekhar, said, Adyaivame Vishatu Manasa Rajahansa. My dear Lord, Adyaiva, today is the time. Today is a good day. Vishatu me Manasa Rajahansa. Let my mind enter your lotus feet. Touch your lotus feet. Serve your lotus feet today. So, I think we need to get into some emergency situation. Urgency has to be there in order to achieve this goal. We may be postponing. I will do it. But then it never happens. So I think first thing is take it very seriously, this attentive chanting business. Prana prayana samaye kaf kafavata pitta ikantavaru dhana vidho smaranam kutaste. It may be difficult, my dear Lord, when I get old and my throat, instead of getting choked up with ecstasy, maybe choked up with a cough. Kantavaru dhana vidho smaranam kutaste. It would be difficult to remember you. Then, in old age, when the death is just around the corner, so adyaiva me vishvatu manasara. Let now, let that moment be now. So we should be striving every time we sit down for chanting. Today, now, let me chant attentively. So I think the mindset, if we have mindset like that, taking chanting very seriously. Okay, so I don't know whether we, that's what we did yesterday, going through the items, the way they appeared on the board. So thinking and the thoughts. What are the functions of the mind? We need to know the mind also if we are trying to thinking, feeling, willing. Okay, this is the mind's functions. Thinking, feeling, willing. And there is no way the mind is going to do something else. Mind is going to think, the thoughts are there. From the thoughts, there's thinking, there's some kind of feeling, and that leads to the willing. I want the will, the desire, I want. First thought, there's some feeling, and then there's a willing. Jayato vishyan pumsam sangasti shubhajayate. Dealing with that this morning. So, so we cannot become thoughtless. Mind cannot become thoughtless. Mind is going to think. So our attempt has to be replace the normal or worldly thinking with thinking of the Lord. Thinking cannot be stopped. If you have a mind is going to think. That cannot be changed. Only what we wish to change the subject matter of the thought. What we are thinking. So from worldly thoughts to the spiritual Krishna conscious thoughts. We're going to think of Krishna. In fact, they chant, when we sit down for chanting and want to do this attentive chanting, you really need to be a very intelligent person. And that's what Bhagavatam said, right? Yagi sankirtana prayer yajantihi sumedhasaha. You have to be highly intelligent. Because above the mind is, someone said, mind says, I am the boss. But who is the boss? Is someone above the mind or who is above the mind? Intelligence is above the mind. So intelligence should take charge and shut up this mind. Hey, do this. Hey, don't do this. Who tells this to mind? Intelligence. So when we sit down for chanting, we said yesterday, do not keep the phone next to you. But instead, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said you should keep some shoes and some brooms to beat the mind. Now who is going to beat the mind? Intelligence beats the mind. So yagye the sankirtan yajanti sumedhasa. That's why the statement is Bhagavatam says the intelligent person will take to Krishna consciousness, or he will perform sankirtan yagya, the intelligent person. So we need to be intelligent or sharp, sharp. So where our mind goes, advice from, instruction from Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, yato yato nishchalati manaha chanchalam asthiram tatas tataha mana atmani vasham nayet. Wherever mind goes, and well, if it has gone to Krishna, then that's fine. You don't interfere with that. But if mind has gone to Maya, which is on the list there, then intelligence has to take a note of that. And immediately, tatastata. From there, you have to drag the mind. And atmani eva vasham nayet. And fix it on Atma, Paramatma, Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. So with the beating with the broom or the shoes and getting mind to become obedient servant of intelligence. And not allow it to go astray.
So when we sit down for chanting, it is not just, you know, sitting around. It's an intense activity, very intense act, especially here on the topic attentive chanting, keeping your mind focused on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We want to hear the holy name. We want to hear the holy name from beginning to finish, meaning from first Hare to last Hare. And while we are chanting from Hare Krishna to Hare Hare at the end, we want to hear this. So we need mind to be focused, attentive in hearing these holy names and not get them distracted. So there has to be constant vigil. You know, the vigil, the vigilant, does it? Watch, or the military or army, the police, they have security. They always talk of this being vigilant. Watch out. Keep a constant eye on everything that is around. So the chanter has to do the same thing. You have to be vigilant constantly. All those 2 hours of your chanting, so if the mind goes somewhere and you did nothing, you did not take action, what will happen? Next time mind goes, again you did not take action. Again mind went here, there, all around the world in $8. And you did not do nothing. You just sat around. Or even you followed there, you followed the mind. What will happen? You'll go astray. Gradually that will become a habit. Soon that will become a character, your character. No one stops me. No one told me this is what I'm doing is right or wrong. I'm doing it. I'm given all the freedom. But if there is a beating, reminders, and dragging back every time mind takes steps towards this, that direction, object, immediately there's objections, immediately there's action, immediate drag back, then what will happen? One of these days, one of these months, what will happen? Mind will follow the command. Mind will behave. Mind will calm down. Mind could be brought under control. So the chanter of the holy name cannot be just sitting around, but he has to be very, very active with the use of intelligence and keeping vigilance or watch on the mind and drag it. So mind going to Krishna, welcome. But mind going to Maya, don't allow. Every time, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Okay,
say negative thoughts are that I think it takes care of that. Negative thoughts not allowed. Positive thought, Krishna conscious thoughts. Sri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam. This is allowed. You are allowed to think of form of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. There's a lot of matter, material topics to think about. So we are not thinking or proposing making your mind void or vacant. That will not work. That will not work. Mind has to be filled. So there are lots of positive things for mind to think about. So give that assignment to the mind. In fact, I mean, we may be talking sometimes that when we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and rest of the mantra, with each utterance of Hare and Krishna, there are different thoughts associated with that. Or when we say Hare, there's immediately there's a particular thought. Or our acharyas have Jiva Goswami and others, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and acharyas have written commentaries on the holy name. As there are commentaries on Gita and Bhagavatam mantras or verses. So there's just one mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are big long commentaries. How each word to be understood, or how each word, each name should be reminding you of this or that. Oh Lord, please engage me in your service. Seva Yogyam Kuru. Was a thought. Seva Yogyam Kuru. My dear Lord, please make me eligible for your devotional service. Samsara Bandhanat Mochaya. As another thought. Oh Lord, please liberate me from this material bonds and like that. For every name. So while we're chanting, we are supposed to be thinking in terms of, I'm chanting this name, so this is what I should be thinking now. This name I'm chanting. Name. There are 16 names. The Hare Krishna mantra has how many names? For 16 names. It has 16 names, 32 syllables. We have to utter all 32 syllables. We are talking about attentive chanting. We have to make sure we are chanting all 32 syllables. Not gobbling of some of them, or skipping, or to chant all of them clearly with the use of Prabhupada's, use your lips. Lip movement has to be there for chanting. So part of the attentive chanting, first chant clearly. And here, so fixed mind on what? Holy name. Think, fix mind on the holy name. Okay, and holy name is, what is holy name? Holy name is Krishna. So fixing mind on the holy name is fixing mind on Krishna. Abhinnatvat namanamino. And not fix, during chanting, not fixing mind on anything else but the holy name. Hearing and then thinking. As we hear, then some thoughts. Krishna conscious thoughts or Krishna's thoughts. That's allowed. So So fixing on that, and the rest, don't focus on the rest, just the chanting and hearing. Once Dronacharya was giving lessons to his students, archery, the bow and arrow, all of them had bows and arrows, and on the top of the tree, hanging from one branch, there was maybe a dummy bird, not a real, let's not talk of violence here, so this is a dummy, the fake bird hanging from, or sitting, or on the branch, or hanging from the branch. And then Dronacharya said, okay, students, come forward one by one. And you see the bird, and the eye of the bird, I want you to aim at that eye of that bird. Okay? All right, okay. Okay, Guruji. So they were coming forward one by one. So when they were holding their bow and arrow, Dronacharya would ask, so what are you seeing, Duryodhan? He said, I am seeing the sky. And the forest. Trees. Get out. Okay, next. What are you seeing? So he was not seeing the sky, but I am seeing lots of trees. Okay, out. Next student. I am seeing the tree and the bird also. Out. So I think it was Arjuna or somebody. Okay, what are you seeing? Sky? No. Forest? No. Trees? No. The whole tree? No. Bird? No. Then what? I'm just seeing the eye of the bird. Okay, shoot. And he did. Because his aim was fixed. And he succeeded shooting right into that bird, fake bird's eye. And hey, well done, well done. So talking of attentive chanting or the fixed mind, if we are thinking of the whole world, this is not the time. Chanting is not the time of thinking of the whole world or wanting the whole world or doing whole shopping around the world or you are making the list of shopping during chanting. Not this, not this, not this. But again, with the use of the intelligence, we'll have to narrow it down. No sky, no forest, no trees, no branches, flowers, leaves, just the bird, not even bird, just the eye of the bird. So there's a day in and day out, whenever, every time we are sitting down and chanting, this is homework, this exercise, this intense workshop for us, so that we achieve the attentive chanting goal. Okay, then going down the list, planning day's work. No, this is not the time. The chanting of Hare Krishna Japa time is not a planning session. chanting. Chant while only chanting. Just chant. Planning comes later. Chant in the morning, during morning hours. And if you are done chanting nicely, properly, attentively, then when time comes after breakfast, you open your office, 10 o'clock, then you do the planning. And because you have done chanting properly, you are going to do very good, you will do better planning, quality planning. Yeah, president who chants his rounds in the morning and then does the planning and execution, and another president, he just got up late or took breakfast and started managing and planning. Who would do the better job? First one. So whether it is temple management and planning of that day or your day, whatever you are, army man or businessman or teacher or housewife, everyone does have to plan the day. And yeah, yesterday's we said we had to plan our activities, everything, in such a way so that they become favorable for next day's chanting. So you'll plan your day, your eating time, sleeping time, your talking time, your company. You are known by the company that you keep, what kind of people you associate with, what I'm going to read during the day, which book I don't want to read, and what about the television, and what about this, and what about that. And there's a lot of planning. We all make planning. We do plan. Big plan, small plan, or according to whether we are big or small, we all make plans. So get through the chanting, do chanting properly, and then other actions, planning would follow, not during the chanting time. The mood. Yeah, so the mood, well, what kind of mood? Humble mood. Okay. Thank you for that contribution. Humble. Dependent mood, depending on Krishna. Surrender, mood of surrender. Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishnana. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. So this is thing, the mood and mission, as we talk, the mood. So that's a statement about the mood, the humble mood. In such a state of mind, the translation goes like that. Could someone say the translation? This morning I heard the English translation. Your temple, they all, every day they say. Yeah, I'm sure talking of mood, we could reach out some other items, but I think Mahaprabhu has given this small, concise list of how the mood should be. Humble. Well, to revive that mood, maintain that mood of being humble. Yeah, otherwise, then the opposite of humility is what? The pride. So the mind will exhibit the pride, right? The mind is going to exhibit the pride. And then that holy name is not going to be absorbed into your system with a proud mind. So we have to make a mind eligible, in fact, qualified to observe the chanting that we do. So there's no pride. Well, if there's a pride and what else? We are disrespectful towards others. I'm sure during chanting, the thoughts of being disrespectful are making rounds in your mind. And your attention is into that. You're making strategy how to get him. I can't stand her. That is your mood, then, well, chanting will make rounds. You'll make your 16 rounds. But the mind is making other rounds. Yes, it has a pridelessness. Respectful towards others, wanting to respect, honoring others, and tolerance. I mean, you know Haridas Thakur, how much he tolerated. He was being beaten up. The marketplaces, not just indoor, that's one thing, you know. If someone is beating you, beating me, not you. You know, indoor, that is already too much, but if I'm dragged out, taken to the square, there are all the people, they're all around, and beat me there, it's gonna be too much for me to handle that insult, that humiliation. But Haridas Thakur did that. Marketplace after marketplace after marketplace. He was being beaten up very severely with the sticks and kicks. And as a result, the Sudarshan Chakra had come. Lord Sanskrit, go Sudarshan, do something. But Haridas Thakur was praying to Sudarshan Chakra, my dear Lord, please spare their lives. Sudarshan was there to slaughter all those who were insulting, beating Haridas. Sudarshan was there to Haridas Thakur was praying, please go, no. So this, what could we say, the glaring example, or this is example of the tolerance and the humility, and he was still respecting those fellows were beating him. So we should be praying to Namacharya Haridas Thakur for some of that quality of his tolerance and respectful behavior. Acharyas, we praise, especially Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, and we are dealing here with this Nam business, Nam job. With their mercy, we could succeed in having the proper mood during the chanting. Okay, haste and hurry. So, what is the hurry? Huh? Yesterday we said the chanting takes about 2 hours. And if you are serious about chanting, and you have taken vow of chanting, and you are convinced that this is the only way, no other way, no other way, no other way, then you should just write off 2 hours do not exist. To do other things, you have only 22 hours. These 2 hours are blocked for chanting. Well, let other things suffer. Why your chanting should suffer? There are some setbacks, or you lose this or you lose that or whatever else happens. Let that happen to other things. Why to the chanting? Why rush through the chanting and attend to something more important? You think is more important. So maybe our priorities are not right. The holy name should get a number one priority on our list of things to do. Radha Govind Maharaj sometimes says, and those busy people, no time for chanting, hearing katha, and we have so many other things to do. He said, give all the time for katha and chanting and hearing. And if there is balance, okay, they say, if I find time, I will come for katha. But he says, no, if you find, after katha, if you find time, do other things. If there's any time left, do other things. Why put that on the bottom of the list of your things to do? So 2 hours for chanting, minimum. And, rushing, hurrying, well, that's the whole, your attending chanting is out of the window, you say, it's gone. Forget your attentive chanting if you are hurrying and rushing because you have something else to do. So we had, recommended, or this is what we should be doing, that much before your office hours, you have chanted your rounds. Don't get up late and then, because you had to go to the office and you also had to chant, so you run through the the chanting and rush to the office. And if we did this day after day after day, and then, well, will not be very serious Hare Krishna devotee, or will not make a tangible progress in Krishna consciousness, because he did not serve the holy name properly. This offensive, he offended the holy name. Or inattentive chanting. Okay, so no haste, no hurry. So it is just a planning. You have 24 hours at your disposal. No one has more time or less time. We all have how many hours? We all have 24 hours. And then we have all have different things to do. So make a list of things to do. And first you say these 2 hours are for chanting. This hour for deity worship. Yeah, this is something that I wanted to also get across to you. Sometimes the householders, they have their altar and their deities. I have come across some grahasthas, they write to me or they consult me. So they are 2 hours for spiritual things. So sometimes what they do, they an hour and a half they are worshipping the deity. And they have half hour for chanting. I say do it other way around. If not 2 hours, chant for 1.5 hour, do your deity worship in half an hour or so. They do very elaborate Mangalarti and dressing, Abhishek, all this is going on, and for chanting there is no time. Which is Yuga Dharma. Archo Vishnu Siladhir. You're acting like you are in Dwapar Yuga. Archana is for the previous age. We perform now also. But the process for this age is Kalautad Hari Kirtana. Hari Kirtan, Jap, is the dharma for this age of Kali. So even your deity worship, which is a spiritual thing to do, that should not eat most of your morning hours, and you have no chanting time for chanting. Better minimize your deity worship time, your home deity worship time, and have additional time for chanting. That's a little tip. Okay, the rejection. Your mind rejects. Yeah, when that came up, I was reminded of, I'm sure the old mothers have experience of this, when sometimes, or a lot of times, when the mothers try to feed babies, feed milk, but not the breast milk, but sometimes feed the spoon feeding. I have seen mothers and children also. The children, they don't even open their mouth. They don't want to drink. Close their lips. And the mother is trying to get the spoon in, make some room. And if she managed to pour some spoonful inside, the child spits out. And it's all over. Nothing. So these rejections story, mind does that with the chanting. More or less. In some cases more, some cases less. Mind comes in the middle and doesn't allow that holy name to go through flow through. I mean, we chant, but the chanting just bounces off the mind. You understand? Bouncing off. And we throw the ball, but then the ball kind of bounces back. So we chant, but the mind comes in the middle as our enemy and just doesn't allow the chanting, the holy name to go in, go through, infiltrate or reach, so that the holy name will reach the soul. When the chanting is done, who has to hear? Who hears the chanting? You may say, ear hears. That's not a complete answer. Who hears? Soul hears. We don't want our ear to become Krishna conscious. You know, I want to send my ear back to home, back to Godhead. You know. So not only ear, but the lips also are going to stay here. What goes back to Godhead is the soul. The goal of the chanting target is the soul. We want soul to hear the holy name. And we want also soul to chant the holy name. Again, the mouth doesn't chant. All the sound comes out of the mouth, but the actual chanter is the soul. When there's no soul in the body, does mouth talk? No. So actual speaker is the soul. Actual hearer is the soul. And it's all done for the benefit of the soul, this chanting. So this is full yoga, bhakti yoga, yoga of devotion or devotional service. So soul is the chanter or a bhakta, I say bhakta, the soul is bhakta. Holy name is Bhagavan. And the right mood of devotion, attention, this is bhakti. To simplify things. So there's a bhakta, soul, Bhagavan, the holy name, the soul is chanting, holy name. And if the mood is right mood of devotion, attentive and all that, then there's a link. So bhakti connects bhakta and Bhagavan. Soul and the holy name. But instead of this, the mind comes in the picture. Mind comes in the middle and does its monkey business. Rejection is a topic and other things becomes a stumbling block, then soul is where soul is and the holy name is where holy name is, but there's no connection made. And all our chanting is just, there may be some, there's always some benefit. We can't say it goes in vain or useless, but the Krishna prema that we wish to achieve, that would not be achieved. So milk has to, or in this case the holy name, which is more than a milk or a drink or a nectar, If the child spits it out, you know, then there's no nourishment for the body of the child. Or child vomits, or even elderly person vomits the food stuff, then there's no... So the food has to reach, nectar has to be fed, has to be fed to the soul, and then soul becomes healthy, soul becomes Krishna conscious, soul becomes, develops all good qualities, and then there are symptoms. Yesterday, Nayanam galada shrudharaya vadanam gadgad ruddhaya gira pulakaya nishitam vapu kadatava namagrahane bhavishyati. All these symptoms are a result of this attentive chanting. That nectar of the holy name does is fed to the soul, and soul is becoming healthy and happy, and then he's into tears as he's enjoying blissful life. Orders from the mind. Orders from the mind. Whose question was, whose point was this? What is this? Orders from the mind? What is the... I want to hear what... Who's, can someone say? Huh? Mind dictates. Okay. Yeah, so mind dictates. So what... Should we follow the dictator mind? Beat him. Steal? What? Taming. Okay, tame. Okay. Tame. Okay. Or subdue the mind, or we have our shoes, right? Next to us. And if mind doesn't listen to the words, laton ke bhoot baton se nahi mante. So if we could pray to the mind, bhaja hure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charana ravindare. This is prayer, you know, we are humbly, please mind, oh mind, please worship Abhaya Charana Aravinda, lotus feet of Lord, they are fearless. Lotus feet, or they make us fearless. Oh. So if mind doesn't listen to appeals like that, then lath, then the kick. And this is with the intelligence. Yes, the other function of the mind, someone I think was whispering earlier, mind is always doing two things besides those three functions. Mind is always doing what? Accept something, reject something. Sankalp vikalp, all the time, at every moment. Mind is accepting something, rejecting something. So during chanting the holy name, mind may do what? Reject, which is not right thing to do. So we have to come in the middle and somehow get the mind to accept it. So dominating mind, or untrained mind, or unbridled mind may reject something which is useful for the soul and accept something which may also be... Maybe I don't know what I said just now. So we have to watch what mind is accepting or rejecting. Is the mind's rejection favorable? Is His mind something acceptance, accepting something. Is that favorable for my chanting, my Krishna consciousness? And accordingly, action is to be ordered. Intelligence has to do its job. And again, this is talking a little beyond. It's not just us, but so if we don't know, how my mind is functioning, maybe I'm not intelligent enough, or I don't have a, not intelligent. Then we could use others' intelligence. We could sit down with somebody and some intelligent person, devotee, sadhu, and take his help or take her help in taming our mind or understanding the wanderings of our mind and how to, and then some sort of prescription. How to control such mind. My mind is like this. My mind is wild. My mind is this and that. So please tell me, what should I do? How should I deal with this? So there's a sadhu sang. Or for chanting, mind troubles me. And this is also one of the 16 names. One of them is Mochaya. One prayer is my dear holy name. One of those names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One of those names is that please always bring me in contact with a sadhu, a devotee, who would help me out with mochaya, liberate my conditioned mind, or the imposition of the mind upon me. I need help. So please provide, please send me a sadhu, please send someone so that I'm enlightened how to do this. So we are, I think in ISKCON we have, just that came to my mind, I could just mention that, some nice books on this topic, Japa Reform, Art of Chanting by Mahanidhi Maharaj. There's another book by Sachinandan Maharaj. Yet another book by Bhuri Jan Prabhu. And also Sasurat Maharaj had written a long time ago. He was the first one to write a book, maybe 30 years ago, Japa Reform. So there are several books in the market, ISKCON market, available on this topic. Very intelligent contributions have been made in those books. So we could seek help in there also. Okay, I think you had to... association. We just now, I think we talked about that. Good association. Outside chanting also. Before chanting, after chanting. Right association. Inspirational association. During chanting, devotees sometimes they get together just for sake of chanting. Different places, householders, they get together. They get in one place and they all chant together in association with each other. I was in America. They advertise this, promote this in Back to Godhead also. There are devotees all over America, all over Canada. Not all, but several devotees, over 100 devotees. Is it every day or once a week? They have a japa on the telephone. They have a special conference and 100 or so devotees connect with each other and they're chanting. One is in Boston, one is in Philadelphia, Washington, Boston, Chicago, Toronto, Los Angeles. They are spread all over the continent. But during chanting, they connect. And they feel like they are next to you. Somebody is chanting, although he's 1,000 miles away from you. You feel you're in association, so they all chant. In the beginning also, there's a talk about the chanting, how to improve chanting or inspirational thoughts. So one time I was invited to give that talk, so I gave a talk and then we were chanting. Devotees all over chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's like a headphone in your field. So that's another modern way or world of technology, association through internet and chant Hare Krishna. Some places devotees make a circle. During chanting they sit in a circle and chant. That way they keep eye on each other. If someone is sleepy, they do pinching. Or they have some spray right into the eyes. They wake him up, shake him up, like that. If you are by yourself, you know, there's no one to help you, soon you will fall asleep and no one to wake you up. So if you have association, then devotees are... association. Maya, mind is dragging. I think we kind of dealt earlier. But yeah, so mind is dragging. Yeah, I think I was just reading. There's another book that has come to Hare Krishna, Prabhupada's books, quotations. The name is Hare Krishna, Chanting Hare Krishna. And they're chanting Hare Krishna book, Prabhupada. Someone asked that when we chant Hare Krishna, some Krishna thoughts but other thoughts are also there. So how to deal with this? And Prabhupada said something like, now they will, they both would be there in the beginning, Krishna, some Krishna thoughts and the Maya thoughts. But Krishna is stronger if you go on chanting and chanting and chanting. Those Krishna thoughts will defeat other thoughts, or you'll be able to get rid of the other thoughts because Krishna thoughts are more powerful. And something like that, I don't fully recall right now. You could look into that book. Mind is dragging. But then, as we said earlier, so there's a tug of war, right? Mind is dragging us away from Krishna, and we have intelligence and Krishna, the holy name, we try to drag it towards Krishna. So there's Maya is pulling, Krishna is pulling, but we don't give up. Consistently, if we are on the job, then with the help of the holy name, the strength of the holy name and Krishna on our side, we'll certainly defeat all those worldly thoughts. And this Maya's dragging can be defeated. If we are alert, vigilant, and every time take action, the mind wants to go away, drag us here, there. Every time we say, no, 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 cannot be done, then. So what is Krishna has to say in Bhagavad Gita? He says, Abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagena cha kriyate. When Arjun complained about, you know, mind being very chanchal and flickering, Krishna agreed, yes, yes, I am the one, I made the mind. You don't tell me the mind is chanchal. Sure, I'm the creator, I made the mind. So and Krishna says, yes, it's chanchal, but can be made steady, fixed up, favorable by abhyase nato kaunteya. By constant practice, and vairagya, the cultivating spirit of the detachment. Detachment and practice, try to detach and practice of bringing the mind always to Krishna, to the holy name, fixing on the holy name. So it's difficult, but not impossible. It's difficult, but not impossible. Very much possible if we are doing this abhyas practice. And it's not just occasionally we practice, but we practice every time we sit down for chanting. Okay, then chanchalam also, I think we covered that. Struggling in hearing the holy name. Yeah, so we did say we have to hear the holy name. Holy name has how many names? 16. We have to hear all of them. And clearly pronouncing Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All these names, there's a little technical understanding, are or is address. In Sanskrit they call Sambodhan. Each one of these 16 names is address, directly addressing. There's no one between you and the addressee. Is that a word? Addressee? So addressee is the Lord. You are addresser. And you are addressing addressee. Okay. This is not what I wanted to get. But the point is, so you're addressing the Lord. And Lord's energy here. Radharani. Alladini Shakti. This Maha Mantra is a Radha Krishna Mantra. There are 8 names of Radha, 8 names of Krishna. There's nothing else. There are only 2 persons' names are here. Although there are 16 names, but they are just the expansion from original 2 names of Radha and Krishna. So this is address. Oh sir, we say, this is address. Oh John, this or whatever. So this is, we are addressing the holy name. And holy name is Lord. So Hare, of course from Hara comes Hare. From Hara comes Hare. Sita, Sita. And Ram is doing, what is Ram doing? He's addressing hoping that wherever Sita is hearing me, oh Sita, oh where are you, oh Sita. So Sita becomes Sita, here Hara becomes Hare. That's why it is Hare, because it's address. It's not Hara, but it's Hare. So we are addressing Radha, addressing Krishna. So 8 times we address Radha, 8 times we address Krishna. Yeah, struggling in hearing the holy name. So so we want Lord to hear us, and we also want to hear what our address is. It's kind of soul is hearing, soul is speaking, addressing the Lord, but then he's also kind of paying attention to what I am speaking, what I am saying. So it's just the names, of course, addressing the names. Externally sounds like a just name is being addressed, but with that, each name, as we said earlier, there's some thoughts with that. You're saying Hare, but you are saying some thoughts are there. And you say Krishna, some thoughts are there. But also, the commentaries also say, when we say Hare, which is Radha, we address Radha. Next to Radha is Krishna. Krishna becomes happy. Someone is chanting my Radha's name. And then we say Krishna, then Radha is happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they are becoming happy. Radha Krishna is becoming happy. Someone is chanting my Radha's name. Someone is chanting my Krishna's name. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. So the Lord's, they are pleased. They are also pleased with each other, and Radha is pleased with Krishna, Krishna is pleased with Radha, and they are both pleased with the one who is addressing them. So we had to say the name out loud, clear, and we have to hear that name with attention and devotion. Yeah, well, the topic here says struggling to hear, so my practice, the struggle is due to the lack of taste, okay, could be. Taste is not there. Even if there is no taste, well, we're supposed to be chanting out of duty initially. And if we do not chant, we may be disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. Maybe somehow we could convince ourselves that we have to hear this holy name. Even if they struggle, go through that struggle. You have to succeed. Don't get defeated. Don't give up. You'll succeed if we keep battling, keep fighting, keep making the goal of hearing. So, yes, no ruchi or no or fulfilling obligation. We don't want to fulfill our obligation. I mean, we were initiated in our basic contract we sign with the spiritual master is what? I'll follow follow four regulative principles. That's one part. Other one is chant 16 rounds. Okay, your name is Sundar Lal. Your name? I don't know. So we have taken vow also. There may be struggles, but we can't give up. We have to chant our prescribed number of rounds, minimum. At some point we should be talking about chanting more. More than 16. Kirtaniya Sarari. Srila Prabhupada once said in that same book, why 16? Why not 16,000? What is this 16 rounds? Why not 16,000? So here, if you're struggling to hear, you could raise your voice, make your voice louder than the mind's speech. Mind is talking. You could say Lord's name louder than mind's the pitch of mind's voice, drown that mind's talk, drowning, take over. So chant a little louder, increase your pitch a little bit. That can help also in taming it down or toning it down, the mind. Okay, the attachments. What is the 10th offense against the holy name? Not to have? And? Yeah, so. So there's offense to maintain attachments even after hearing so many instructions on this matter of attachment. Well, I mean, both things happen simultaneously. One is attachment to the holy name, attachment to Krishna. But then we also have attachment to the world. So if we minimize the material attachment, what will happen? Krishna's attachment to Krishna will be stronger. Somehow, we have to increase our attachment to Krishna, then it will decrease the detachment from the world. If we relish Krishna, param drishtva anivartate, this is the higher taste, sweet Krishna, sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, George Harrison said, sweet Lord, I want to see you, I want to be with you, my sweet Lord. So if we have attachment for Krishna, then all of these other strings attached to the worldly things, they'll be snapped. Cut. So more spiritual things we do, including chanting, association, honoring Krishna Prasad, hearing, chanting, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, going out, doing some japa. Hare Dakho Te Hare Kaho
Krishna
Pradesh. And certainly we'll get more and more involved, even we could say entangled with Krishna and Krishna consciousness. We may be so much entangled with devotees in a positive sense that it will be difficult to come out of that. We are surrounded by so many devotees and we can't come out, can't give up that company. So you are just properly situated, you are happily situated in association of devotees. So you're not wanting to go to the clubs and parties, and so you're detached. You take food, prasad offered to Krishna. You are detached from all those snake soups and ant breads. What breads? Ants. The latest thing in China is you could have different breads with red ant. This ant, that they go all over, they gather ants, they produce ants and they mix different, and they label this bread is with this ant. And when you eat that food stuff, what could you expect? Going ants all over. So you really get, now so many things are there to get attached to in this world. So many nasty, crazy. But there's a, the world has both the things. To get entangled in a worldly way, and you want to be Ishwaro Aham, and you want to be the Lord of all that you survey and all the, for that the world is there. At the same time, this world is designed for another purpose. There are two purposes. This is just one we mentioned. Other ones, so if you want to get out of here, there's also provision. There's a whole setup, there's a whole system. And that system is right here, called Krishna Consciousness, or International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is there to help you develop detachment. I mean, positively, is there to develop your attachment to Krishna in so many possible ways. And then automatically or even unknowingly you develop detachment. So stress and strength. So what are we doing with the time? I think we should. If we don't finish the list, we could continue also. Of course, we had a third topic, but I think some of the soul and related, some things are already kind of coming up during this session. So we could go till 1 o'clock, huh? Or, just like, or we could even take questions for 10 minutes, some discussion, and then we could continue with this list and maybe we'll see what else we could add. Any discussion on the points that we presented here?
During this conversation I've noticed conversation that we are having, I have done is the keystone in your conversation of two things. One was the dictator, and the other one, if you want to be successful, you should not have a proud mind. These are the two keystones I've seen. Now, when we see the mind, I come to know by your mercy that mind and intelligence are two tools for performing action. So there is a third ingredient which is involved to make the soul perform action. And it is the ego. If you happen to curtail the ego and to bring it down to the foot, then everything is curtailed and the mind also is controlled and intelligence also is controlled. But if the soul feel the proudness, then I think the mind as well as the intelligence also will falter. Because when we go through the great epics of the world, through Ramayanas and through the Srimad Mahabharata, we see here the ego was predominating and the intelligence and mind, they falter. So if you want really to succeed in chanting, it's only, as it is said by Krishna himself when concluding, he said, Anya Vilasita Sundhya Jnana Karma Adi Anavrita Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttamam. If we don't submit ourselves, means we don't curtail our ego and we just send it to the lotus feet of God. For us to succeed, it's only when submissing, complete submission. And the dictator is someone else who is dictating the mind to perform the action. So the dictator here is the soul and robbed by the ego. That's the question. Guru Maharaj, thank you. If any comments, please.
Small gopis. Bigger gopis. I never thought of this. I myself just pick up my beads and just. I don't know. I'm not sure. Or I don't know whether it makes any difference, really. Chanting and then interrupted by a few minutes for frequency, you could just carry on.
Last question. I know one devotee who is one among the is in the temple early in the morning, maybe at 4:15. So he starts chanting very early, which is recommended. But on the other hand, that he is on the side to always criticize the devotee.
He criticizes. Yeah?
Yes.
So? Is it a good thing to do?
No.
Not at all. I mean, offending Vaishnavas or Vaishnava Prat, he also has to, just because he's a temple devotee or he's the first one to get up and chant. And he's offensive in his mind, or that's not right thing to do. That's wrong. That's offensive chanting. So he has to come to the clearing stage. Someone has to maybe point out that to him, his attitude towards others or his offensive mentalities, so that he rectifies and derives full benefit of chanting and go to the... So there's offensive chanting, there's a clearing stage which is also called Namabhas, and then there is a offenseless chanting. So offense is offense, whether member of the congregation is offensive or temple devotee is offensive, or senior devotee is offensive, or junior is offensive. The offense is offense, so that cannot be tolerated. Krishna doesn't tolerate, and so that's a pride. Well, I don't know whether he's, because he's waking up early morning just to become proud. Okay, so any other?
This is not a question, but a solution to problems of the mind. I have discovered in this seminar that the mind is one of the obstacles in the path of devotional service. And I compare the mind just as Krishna was guiding the chariot of Arjuna. So I think we must be the charioteer in this case, and the mind should be used as the sensor, as the horses, and we must put it, we must in the cart, we must tame it to carry us and whip him. I think this, then we can chant the holy name as applied by...
Yeah, in that analogy there's a... And the chariot is a body and the passenger is a soul, and the reins are intelligence and senses are the horses. So this whole... So intelligence is in the picture there also. So if the horses, which are senses, if they're not controlled by the lagam, by the reins, the ropes, which is intelligence, and the horses could just go astray, and the chariot could be in the pieces or off this cliff into the ditch. So that's what happens. So we did talk of intelligence and its role during chanting also, and other times there's a role of intelligence. Yeah.
Sometimes when devotees are chanting their rounds, the beads bark on the floor. The beads bark on the floor.
On the floor, uh-huh.
Then also the same, the beads bark like this. Is it okay? Is it a code?
No, that should be not on the floor. Be feet should not be on the floor. They could be on the cloth. I mean, we see some devotees or Goswamis, they're chanting where their heart is, near to their heart, they're holding the beads and chanting. But sometimes devotees have their hands in the back with the beads also there. I mean, touching their back, the lower part, which is also not very the right position. And the beads should not be. Yeah, it's just Tulsi and not on the floor. Anyway, don't worry. These are this kind of. This is not very that important. Which side, big beard side or small beard side? These are some concerns, but not such a measure. Touching the nails or not. What? I'm not catching you all. Maybe some things I'm understanding. Time that you realize that you're offending, well, just rectify and do the improved version of chanting. What else could you, what other atonement could there be? We are kind of reviewing our performance of chanting japa, a little review we are doing, right things, wrong things. So if we're not doing something right, especially hearing, not hearing all the 16 names and hurrying through, and so you are not the only one, you are honest maybe. So now on, be more careful. Yeah, so chant. Yeah, I mean, what he's bringing up is a very common wrongdoing in chanting. The chanting we keep saying, but we don't really pay attention to what we say because our mind is elsewhere. We have already reached our office. We already started planning the day. Or we are worried about this or that and preoccupied. Our mind is busy. So although Hare Krishna is going on, we are not with the holy name. We are in our own world. So which is improper, which is the inattention. I mean, inattentive chanting. The 10 offenses against the holy name. And then it says to be inattentive is also offense against holy name. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the cause or the source of your 10 offenses is inattentive chanting. It is that serious. So unless you improve your attention, attentive chanting, if you don't do that, then offenses would carry on. So if you really want to stop committing offenses against the holy name, work on this attentive chanting business or concern. Then offenses would be minimized. And this clearing stage and namabhas, and you go higher and higher. Okay? So, all right, we'll stop here and come. Yeah.